Yuma Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1:6. On the night before Yom Kippur begins, meaning on Yom Kippur night, we don't want to fall asleep. And therefore, im hayachacham doresh, if the Kohen Gadol is sufficiently wise and educated, then he will doresh, he'll expound, he'll give a drasha to keep himself awake, and people will listen to him, and that'll keep him up all night, so he doesn't fall asleep until time comes through the vote in the morning. V'im lav, if he's not up to the task, he's not quite so educated and quite so wise, talmidei chachamim doreshin lefanav, so then other people will give drashas in front of him to keep him awake all night. V'im ragel likros, if he's accustomed to read, meaning he's capable of reading scripture right out of the scrolls, then korid, that's exactly what he'll do. V'im lav, if he's incapable of reading the scrolls all by himself, korin lefanav, then people will read the scrolls of Tanakh to him. Uvameh korin lefanav, and what do they read in front of him? Be'iov, uve Ezra, uve divrei hayamim. The Mishnah suggests the books such as Iov, Ezra, Iov's Job, Ezra's Ezra, divrei hayamim's Chronicles. These are books that are especially entertaining. They're Moshe Chasalev, they are engaging. They also have a good amount of Aramaic inside, which is probably useful if Hebrew is not as great as your Aramaic. And that would keep him awake all night. Zechariah ben Kvutal Omer, Zechariah ben Kvutal said, Pa'amim harbe, many times, Kar'isi lefanav b'Daniel. Many times, I read before the Kohen Gadol, and I read from the book of Daniel. Again, same thoughts. Also rather engaging, entertaining, keeping him wide awake, and with a healthy amount of Aramaic thrown in there to make sure he understands what's going on.